This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 25th of April. War heroes and army veterans have slammed a group of pro-Palestine protesters who are set to rally at several city locations on Anzac Day. Activist groups plan to camp out at the University of Melbourne on Thursday with sleeping bags and tents while they demand the tertiary institution cut all weapon ties. They are also tipped to attend several other CBD locations throughout the morning. Police have swooped on what they claim was a terror cell in Sydney's southwest yesterday, arresting seven youths allegedly linked to the Wakeley Church stabber. One of the group arrested is allegedly a young relative of an adult currently behind bars over terrorism offences. The Daily Telegraph can reveal the concerning links of the extremist group police believe was likely planning another attack following last week's stabbing at the Christ of Good Shepherd Church. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Queensland teachers are being stabbed with pencils and having desks thrown at them by students as compensation payouts top $500 million over the past decade. New data reveals WorkCover claims paid to teachers and other school staff for physical and psychological injuries reached a high of $81.5 million last financial year, and claims for the current financial year already total $72 million with 3 months to go. And an Adelaide inquest has heard a woman who died while being rammed told a paramedic she couldn't breathe shortly before going into cardiac arrest. The inquest, which is investigating the deaths of Anna Vincella Pinella, Bernard Anthony Sheffington and Graham Henry Jessop, started this week, where it was revealed they all suffered medical complications after being rammed at hospitals for an extended period.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.